Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
We want to thank God for the Blog Talk and for all of you who are on the sideline. And we just want to thank God for what he's doing. Amen. We're in a little bit of a transitional stage, trying to get the right number for everyone. Amen. And hopefully we'll be giving that to you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'm going to ask Ambassador Linda Forshee. Are you on the line this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you pray first, and then Sister Sheila Brown, can you pray? Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning to thank you for this prayer line, Lord Jesus, letting us see another day that wasn't promised to us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for everything that you is doing in our life, Lord Jesus, and keep blessing the prayer line. Bless Sister Gina, Lord, this morning. Touch her body, Lord. Heal her, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know she's one of your children, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, bless Chief of Bachelor Johnson, Lord, and bless Dr. Betty, and bless the mother of the nation, Trisha Stern, and bless everyone, Lord. I don't want to start calling names because I know I'm going to miss somebody, Lord Jesus. But you know I love everybody on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know what I would do without this prayer line. Hallelujah. I've been on here for quite a while, Lord, and I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And, Lord, bless our the country, Lord. Bless the president, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to keep on praising you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nice having you here. For I heard your bells whenever you knew. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and amen.
Amen. Oh, my gracious Father God, I come to you, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you opened my eyes this morning. Lord God, I say thank you. There's nothing about me, Lord God, that you have to stop by and wake me up. So, Father God, first of all, I say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I, too, say good morning, Jesus. Good morning, and we love you. We praise you this morning. Thank you that we are your children. Thank you that you invited us in. Thank you that we were grafted in, oh God. Oh Lord, my Savior, my strength, and my Redeemer. Lord God, I be proud this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul cries. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Without you, Lord, where would I be? I would be lost. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for being the great I am. Oh, Lord God, I just thank you. Thank you. They touched me. You woke me up on time to be on the line, Lord God. I praise you for it. Lord God, I thank you for our chief ambassador. Thank you for his wife in the name of Jesus. I keep calling up with a prayer. I just Linda in agreement with every prayer she prayed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, yes.
I bless you so much, Ambassador Forshee and Ambassador Lex Sheila Brown. God bless you.
Thank you.
We certainly do thank you for it. Amen. We are on this line. Yes, praise the Lord this morning. And we're getting ready to let's just greet each other. Are y'all there? Y'all awake this morning?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All
right. Y'all are making it. Y'all didn't get into that deep sleep last night, did y'all? Thank God. Good morning to everybody on this prayer line. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's open our mouths and speak to the one who woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank Amen. You, Lord. And who wants to make the devil lose his power? Every time you praise him with the loud, loud praise. The enemy, I heard him say it as I was in a vision. He said, it makes me lose my power when the saints praise God. So let's open up this morning, and for about one or two minutes, let's give him total praise. Come on, everybody. This is a praise check. What level are you on this morning?
Still loving me. The praise line is open. Pray support line is open.
All right, we have the praise. I just want to thank the Lord for what he did yesterday at Amazing Grace. I was listening to Ambassador Stern, our mother to the nation, and she said something that pricked within me, this message. And I preached it yesterday, and oh my God, I've already had one preacher call me and say, do you mind if I preach that? I said, no, I don't mind. Amen. Just don't plagiarize me. Just tell them where you got it from. Amen. And I preached this message called Stop Crying. Justness. Yeah. Stop crying, justness. Amen. And the Lord. Now, I didn't know where I was going when the Lord gave it to me. I said, God, can anything good come from Nazareth? Can anything good come from this? And I was amazed when God told me what it meant and brought it out. Amen. Stop crying. Yes, miss. Amen. And we'll bring that to you perhaps this week. God bless you. I want to thank God for what he did in Amazing Grace. It was off the chain with God in a great way. All right, back to you, Sister Sheila.
Good morning. We're taking praise reports. The praise line is open. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to my Chief Ambassador, Lady Betty, and to you, Sister Sheila Brown, and all of the ambassadors and ambassadors-elects, all the people of God this morning. Amen. I want to just read this portion of Scripture, Psalms 34, 8 and 9, say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, all ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I just thank and praise God this morning for another day, starting another week and everything. And I'm just so grateful unto the Lord this morning. And I'm beginning to start telling the Lord, thank you, Lord, for trusting me. Oh, God, to be in your kingdom and to teach and to bless people. I thank God for that because he didn't have to choose me to do it, but I'm so humble unto the Lord that he's trusted me to handle his people in the kingdom. I did a lot of ministering this weekend. It wasn't so much in the pulpit ministry, but ministries to people that needed prayer, word of encouragement. And that is something that we don't really do that much, but just people still hurting and don't know how to reach up for help. Amen. But I thank and praise God that I was, amen, was available for a lot of people to just call and just minister to them. And I thank God for allowing me to touch and to bless his people. I thank God this morning for my family. I thank God for my service on yesterday. Amen. Peace of God Outreach Ministries, where my husband is the pastor. And I tell you, he brought a word to the house on yesterday. Amen. It was one of them words that we lingered around the church. Amen. Because the anointing of God was resting in the place and rested on us. Amen. And I just praise God for the preachers. Amen. As I say, this month, amen, is declared as Pastor's Appreciation. And I honor Chief Ambassador, all of the pastors and leaders that is on the line. Amen. It's a blessing to hear the word of the Lord. It's a blessing of the feet that bring good gospel. And I thank God for that. God bless every last one of you. May you be encouraged and start your week out in a grand style of praising the Lord. God bless you all this morning.
Thank you so much, Mother Stern, Dr. Stern. Well needed. I thank you. May the Lord bless you and your family. Thank you. The praise report line is open. Good morning.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. Thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for the service on yesterday. I got a lot out of it. I appreciate it. And I'm just asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, Sister Lucille. We will do just that. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, may I jump in and just tell my Sister Lucille is growing. She participated in the service yesterday and did a wonderful job. God bless you for the prayer. Did a beautiful job. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Sister Sheila.
Good morning. We're taking our praise report. God bless you. Good morning.
Who will be next?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, area code 708. I think first I want to give honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to Sister Sheila Brown, and to everyone that is on the line, to our mother, to the nation, to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, for keeping me alive and keeping me with a mind to walk upright before him. I thank the Lord for on this weekend, God bless on my grandson has his first child. And I thank God for they had a little boy weighing 7 pounds and 5 ounces. So I'm a great grandmother and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord. I have one grandson and one great grandson. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for his goodness, how he blessed them. My daughter's just been excited ever since she found out she was going to be a grandmother. She's just been excited. So they live in Kentucky. So she's in Kentucky to be down there with them for a few days, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Amen. He is worthy to be praised, and God bless you, and I do rejoice with you. I rejoice with you with the baby. I rejoice with your whole family. May the Lord continue to answer your prayers. God bless you. Good morning. We're taking our praise report. The line is open.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise God this morning for his goodness to me. The line has been addressed, but I do honor Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to all the listeners on this morning. God is so good to me, and I just reverence him. I thank him for my life, health, and strength. Thank him for allowing me to see another day, being closed in my right mind with activities of my limbs. I'm so grateful. Thank God again for his renewed mercy. Oh, I tell you, what would we do if he stopped the mercy yesterday, but he renewed it again? And I'm so thankful because he shows his love to me over and over again. And I just praise him on this morning. It is another opportunity that I can say thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad about it. Continue to be blessed in the Lord.
All right. God bless you. Other praise reports.
Yeah, this is Sister Jerry. I have a praise report, and I just want to thank God. Started off last week when Pastor Pfeiffer was doing that prayer the other morning, and my Lord, it just took me on over to the weekend. I couldn't wait for Sunday to get to church, and I got up Sunday morning, going to church. I turned my radio on in the car with Shirley Caesar saying, God cares, and he knows all about it. I left that and got to church, and my Sunday school lesson was from Psalm 34, 1 through 10, where David come to know the Lord. And, oh, my Lord, we got out of that and went into the service, full service. And the minister got up, and he gave his message, and he was talking about love. And the love, do you really love? And talked about how Jesus loved. Jesus went on that cross. That's love. Say how he drug that cross, how he stood there, let them nail his hands, nail his feet, and never said a word. That is love. That's what you call love. And after that, he said, when he got on the cross, the man on the other one side of him said, when you get into your kingdom, remember me. Now that was, he didn't say, well, tomorrow, next week, not now, or later. He said, this day, now you shall be with me. And after that, he looked down and saw all these people that had crucified him, and he said, Father, forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing. Now that is what you call love. Jesus loved, and he loved us just that much. And I was so full, I could not hold my feet. That was love. That's my praise report today.
All right. Anyone else? Anybody else having a praise report today?
Yeah, this is Sister Linda Farshi from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. The house has been dressed, so I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day and let me be able to make it to church yesterday, to Sunday school. I just thank you, Lord, for everything. Our Sunday school lesson was talking about the high priest.
Oh, great.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I just love to go to Sunday school, and then from there, because Sunday school starts it all. Sunday school, to me, is the greatest school on earth. Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. For how he led us, the one that comes to Sunday school, just let us make it to Sunday school. So I just want to thank the Lord for the Sunday school and thank the Lord for letting us have church yesterday.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Brown.
Good morning. I'm sorry my phone lost signal. Good morning. We're taking our praise report. And God bless you, Sister Linda. It's a blessing you made it out. And amen. Sunday school does get it all started. And I thank the good Lord it is the most important school there is. Amen. God bless you. We're taking our praise reports this morning. Praise line is open.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. I just want to thank God for our ambassador, Ronald Johnson, his lady Betty, Mothers of the Nation, everyone on the prayer line. I thank God for your prayers. We're coming pretty good through the storm. Our church was able to feed and give out stuff on Thursday and Friday to the community. And we just thank you. It's coming along pretty good. About three people in my church that got flooded out and they lost their home and their car. But we thank God that we know things will be all right. And we continue to live us in prayer that God will see everything. It's coming along much better. And so we are so grateful that God spared our lives. We know over 26 people died. But that's all right. The Lord still took care of us. And may God bless y'all and keep us in your prayers.
Amen. May God bless you, too. You're such an encouragement. I thought about you last week. Chief asked you how things were going, and you were so just so full of joy. You said things are probably not where they should be, but you were still giving the Lord the praise. So I just thank you for that praise report. It's so encouraging, and I took that last week. Your words was in my spirit. That things are probably not the way I want them, but they are coming along. I do see some change. And God bless you for those encouraging words this morning.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Let's take a moment right now, Sister Brown, and let's pray for Mother Britt. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, there were 26 people who were killed. I just thank you. We thank you for sparing Mother Britt's life.
Thank you.
For even her loved ones around her. Thank you for your goodness and kindness and your mercy and your love, Lord. You've been so good, so kind. We pray that you would continually protect her and all those around her. pray that you would supply their every need and give them peace in the midst of this storm.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Bless, bless, bless.
Yes,
bless,
yes.
Bless, bless. Bless Mother Bird in the city. Bless in the field. Let them think about it, Lord. They're going out and praying. Lord, I pray that you send her some unusual blessings in Jesus' name. And let her be completely happy in Jesus' name we pray. Now, thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Amen.
Thank you so much. May God bless you. Thank you all for your prayer.
Bless you. Bless you. Right. Ambassador Sheila Brown, Ambassador Elect, excuse me. You have done a wonderful job this morning, and we want to thank God for you. And I want to shift here just a little bit. And shift to our prayer request. Since we're praying right now, we do want to honor the Lord with our prayer request and so many people who need prayer. One is Elder John Owens. He needs our prayers. Amen. I was out there yesterday, and he is still holding on, thank God, and being blessed of the Lord. Amen. He is still holding on to the Lord's unchanging hand. All right? We want to keep him in our prayers, our John Owens. Thank God for Sister Gina. Amen. Ambassador Gina Hodges, she is in hospital. Amen. And we certainly want to pray for her. God would touch her and heal her this morning. Amen. I don't know if she's on the line. She is. We certainly want to pray for her now. Are you there, Sister Gina? Okay. We want to certainly have prayer for her. Amen. And Redmond Bell and John Owens. Are there other prayer requests this morning?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Please keep me and my children in prayer. Thank you.
All right. God, Sister Jennifer. All right. Anyone else wanting prayer? What else? All right. Can we get prayer for these three persons? Elder John Owens, Ambassador Gina Hodges, Sister Jennifer from New York. We've got so many prayer warriors on here. Can we get maybe two or three of y'all to say a word of prayer for these precious, precious people? The line is open to you, prayer warriors.
Praise the Lord. God bless this morning. We want to offer prayer for these humble servants. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't ever know when we're going to need somebody to pray for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And while you have the chance and have the strength, we must always think about those that are sick and shut in. So, Father God, as we go before your throne this morning, and, oh, God, as we come, we ask, oh, God, for a clean slate this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy on every hand. And God, we come this morning and we come, oh God, asking that you would forgive us, oh God, even for slothfulness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, none of us can pray, Lord, unless the Spirit prays through us. And, oh, God, this morning, we ask, oh, God, that we all come on one accord this morning, oh, God, that your name may be glorified. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, as we speak of life unto these people this morning, to your service, oh, God, Elder John Owens, oh, God, we come praying and touching and agreeing. Amen, oh God, that you lift them up, oh God, of a bowed down head. Oh God, we speak to his spirit in the spirit. We speak to the spirit in the spirit, Lord God, that you would heal his body, Lord God. We believe in healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We believe, oh God, that you can raise him up again in the name of Jesus. Oh God, a faithful servant that loves you, Lord God, that rightly divide the word of truth, oh God, that prays for others, oh God, and is a true servant, And God, we lift him up this morning in the name of Jesus. Touch his wife today, Lord. Touch his family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I know, God, he'll give you the praise. I know, oh, God, that he'll thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we come praying and standing in the gap for Ambassador Gina Hodges, oh, God. We come praying, oh, God, that you do the same thing for her, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that you are an incredible God, and God, you do incredible things. And we touch, oh, God, in the spirit realm this morning. Oh, God, every voice, that's every servant that's up under my voice this morning, oh, God, let them hear God, oh, God, in the prayer this morning. Oh, God, we come this morning and we snatch you out of the hands of sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift her up, oh, God. And I know you'll try again, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that every muscle, every vital break, everything, and, oh, God, will line up with the word of God. You say you sent your word, ha-ha, and you healed them and delivered them out of all their soul sin diseases. Oh, God, and we know it's just a plague. We know, oh, God, that it's sickness on every head, but, oh, God, you will and you can. You can and you will. And, God, we trust you this morning for it. In the name of Jesus, lift up their spirits, Lord God. Bring peace around the bedsides, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let nobody negative come in, God. Let it only be God and positive spirits coming in, oh, God, to Elder John Owens, to Ambassador Gina Hodges, and oh, God, there are others on the line that are sick and not saying anything, but God, let them wrap up in this prayer alone, oh, God. Oh, God, Ambassador Johnson's husband, oh, God, we put him there, Lord God. Mother Digby's son, Lord, we put him in this prayer, Lord God. We're going to pull everybody that needs a healing in this prayer this morning, oh, God, whether they said it or not, but God, the word of the Lord say so this morning in the name of Jesus. Remember, oh, God, your servant and our daughter, oh, God, Sister Jennifer there in New York, oh, God. We come praying for her, Lord God. We know she had surgery, Lord God, and we're praying, oh, God, that the healing has already taken place, that she feels better, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, we've heard that sometimes we have to wait for the anointing to work, Lord God. And, God, you know she has to wait until the healing, oh, God, is complete in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember her children today. And I know with her not being able to wait on them the way she want to wait on them, oh, God, I know that you, oh, God, that you have sent help to her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our chief ambassador this morning. Don't forget about him, oh, God. We pray this morning that you'll touch him. Hey, glory to God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. Wherever his feet trod, oh, God, we pray that you bless him. Whatever his hands touch, Lord God, let it be anointed, oh, God. Whatever he do and whoever he go around, Lord God, let him change, Lord God, because the glory of the Lord has entered the place in the name of Jesus through the chief ambassador. Remember his wife today, Lord God. Touch her today, Lord God. Touch the first lady on this prayer line. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless her. Bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every servant on this line this morning. Yesterday, our message was stirred up. Hey, in the name of Jesus, whatever God has given you to do, stir it up in the name of Jesus. It's settled to the bottom, and you got to stir it up. Never be fake. Never be stale. Have a fresh anointing every time somebody comes to you. And God, we bless you this morning, and we thank you, oh God, for these three that we've prayed for and the others that we have prayed for on this line this morning. And I know it's more to come, and we thank you this morning, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we praise you. Amen, amen.
Oh, Lord, what a beautiful.
Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise y'all. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm thanking you for the healing, Lord. I'm thanking you, oh God, because you're going to do it. Hey, you're going to bless us, Lord God. You're going to touch us, Lord God. I'm thanking you because you've already done it in heaven. And all we got to do is pull it down on earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God this morning. You are the captain, Lord God. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Make us and mold us and shape us where we need to be, oh God. It's not time to be quiet. Oh, glory to God this morning. I believe she said last week, make a loud sound of praise. Hallelujah. Make a loud sound. Let the devil know you're going to praise God no matter what. No matter what, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him. Oh, yesterday the pastor said, just shake yourself. Shake yourself. You can go home and shake yourself as much as you want to shake yourself. And when you come to the house of God, you already got the anointing on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I don't believe that these pastors are preaching for nothing. On a Monday morning, we ought to still be excited about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. We ought to still be excited about what we heard on yesterday about the goodness and the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, that the storm passed over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you didn't allow anyone that we know to be sucked up in that water, Lord. We thank you this morning. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You didn't have to give us this day, Lord. Our destination could have been at the mall, but God, you have us here this morning, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. And we praise you, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name this morning, Lord. We give you glory and honor this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the words that we've heard, all the preached word, the taught word. Oh, God, you have blessed us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We're not running on our own. We're running on the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Any one of us, it can change overnight. Any one of us could be laid up in the hospital, but God, we thank you this morning. Any one of us could be in trouble. Any one of our loved ones could be at death's door, but God, we thank you this morning. We praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I don't want to just be ordinary. I want to be extraordinary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just don't want to be existing, oh God. I want to be, let my light shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not half saved, Lord. I'm whole in you, oh God. I'm complete in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to get a few more prayer requests. Anybody else?
This is Mother Digby. I want to put Sister Myra Hoosier on the prayer line. Her husband was just appointed pastor last year. And the enemy has attacked her body. It's some kind of a brain, I don't know if it's brain cancer, but she had a bad seizure last week, and I'm requesting prayer for her. And also I want to keep our Elder Jason Jamal's wife, Crystal, on the prayer line. She's pregnant with triplets, and she's having some difficulties. So I want to keep her on the prayer line also.
All right, Mother. We started here. That's Elder Jamal's wife.
Elder Jamal's daughter-in-law. expecting triplets.
I remember you gave that. Yeah, my God, she's expecting triplets. My God. Amen. The Lord bless her. All right. And Myra Hoosier, you say? Is it Hoosier?
Yes, sir.
All right. Her husband.
It says brain cancer in the fourth stage, but we're looking for the Lord to bless her.
All right. Cancer in the fourth stage.
Fourth stage.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I was late getting on, but I heard a lot. But I'm asking special prayer for my niece. Her name is Mackenzie Wilson.
Okay.
And continue to pray for me and my family.
All right.
Y'all all have a blessed weekend. I mean, a week. I'm sorry. I'm still asleep. I'm sorry.
I understand. All right, anyone else?
This is Sister Christopher from Odessa. I want to put a friend of mine, her name is Inez Stain, on the prayer line. She's in intensive care, having some problems with breathing and with her heart.
Now, Inez, what's her last name?
Zane. See, like in zebra, Zane.
Zane. Okay. That's unusual. All right. Is there another person with a prayer request this morning?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Fires from Michigan. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I would like to request prayer for Robert. He's in the hospital with a respiratory infection.
Okay.
He's just a young man.
All right. All right, I'm going to open the line up. Anyone feel led? And these prayer warriors. And then feel led to jump in there and pray for Sister Renee McKnight and her and her family, and for her niece, Mackenzie Wilson. Amen. All right, and we certainly want to put on there.
I got it, Ambassador Johnson. I'll just keep praying if you don't mind. Amen.
Right.
I have the name.
Can you
if you don't mind, amen. I just feel the Lord still. I hear you. Do you hear me?
I hear you. Listen to me just a moment. All right. I want for sure, if you have, do you have all the names?
I have all the names, amen.
All right, well, go ahead and pray.
Well, praise the Lord again, saints, as we continue to bark. And amen for the saints of God that is standing in the gap for their loved ones this morning. Oh God, as we continue to offer up to, oh God, these servants, oh God, that need, oh God, a right now blessing. Oh God, Mother Digby, we thank you for Mother Digby, oh God, that's always, oh God, standing in the gap for others. As we pray this morning, oh God, for Sister Myra Hooser, Lord God, we're praying, oh God, that you continue to heal her, oh God. No matter what the case is, oh God, you specialize us, oh God, in cases, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift your daughter up before you, Lord God. Oh God, we pray that she's comfortable, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that the death angel would just fly on by, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, don't let any disease scare us, oh God. Don't let fear come upon us, oh God. We rebuke the fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pull down healing on her body, Lord God. Oh, touch her this morning, Lord God. Touch her this morning. Touch us tomorrow, oh God, Hoosler, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we're praying for Brother Krista Christopher, oh God. We're praying, oh God, for Sister Christopher that's carrying the triplets. Oh God, we just pray, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that every baby in the womb, you call them, Lord God. You even know their names, Lord God. Oh God, she may be having some complications, but oh God, we're praying the prayer that she hold on, oh God, that she hold on, because help